This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Gemma Hicken will be performing at the Return of Love Fest this year, with the lack of COVID restrictions allowing the event to take place August 14th. Gemma is a born and raised local to Cortez, and recently returned to integrate back into the community, continue performing live after finishing her degree in music studies. Love Fest is back after a two-year hiatus during the pandemic, and welcomes back many local musicians like Gemma to the stage. I spoke with Gemma for more on her evolving relationship with her community and how that informs her songwriting.
Why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Sure. I'm Gemma. I grew up on Cortez, and I've recently moved back to Cortez about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago with my partner, Dan, and we went in on land with my parents, so we're all kind of building up the land and making it livable here. We're living in a little trailer in the back, and we moved from Edmonton. It was one of the silver linings of COVID for me that it brought me back to Cortez. And I was studying music in Edmonton, and I've just finished my Bachelor of Music, and I'm a singer-songwriter. And I'm excited to be playing live music on Cortez and being part of the community that way, and I hope to be more involved in the organizational side of live music events here on the island as well in the coming years.
So I wanted to ask, what does it mean to you to be returning to where you were raised after all these years being away and to be performing for the community that you grew up with?
I have been thinking a lot about that. I think it really hit me last year because I played a couple shows at the Gorge last year, and it was my first time performing back on Cortez since I've been a performer, really, and it means a lot to me. I had a lot of my old teachers from Linnea. I went to Linnea School, and I had a lot of teachers show up, and some of my first music teachers, and it just, yeah, man, it feels really good to be performing here again and bringing my music back to the community that fostered my love of music in the first place. Like, I've thought a lot about the full circle feeling of being able to sing here again when we sang every Monday morning at Linnea, and that was really formative for me and my music. And I always felt like my music was really supported on Cortez, and I felt that moving off the island too, that I was supported along the way by Cortez and even off the island. So it feels really, I don't know, it feels really familiar and familial to be back on the island playing music. And yeah, it feels exciting.
There's so much room for growth, which is daunting, but also exciting, where there's a lot of groundwork been done, and there's venues available, and there's community that wants to take part in things, but lots of room to create something new and create new cultures and new communities. So yeah, as well as being a performer, but also a community leader, there's lots of exciting work to be done.
Yeah, there is.
I wanted to ask, was there anyone that sort of led the way for you and introduced you to, or gave you the confidence and empowered you to start writing your own songs?
I felt really inspired by the Power of Hope. I went to the Power of Hope for many years on Cortez, and I remember just feeling, I think empowered is the right word. I felt empowered to write my own songs. So I wrote my first song when I was 14 and had just come back from my first year of the Power of Hope. And it all just spiraled in a good way.
For those who don't know, what is the Power of Hope?
The Power of Hope is a camp on Cortez that I always have a hard time describing because it was really, really powerful and formative for me. But it still runs a camp that focuses on building community and showing youth that community is possible. And I think that's what it did for me, at least, was that I had this understanding of built-in community from Cortez. And it's this interesting thing growing up on Cortez because you get a sense of what community feels like without really having to put in the groundwork to build it, because it just exists around you and you grow up with the kids that you grow up with and become a little community together. And So the Power of Hope, I think, was formative for me in the sense that it showed me what community building looks like. It's like a, I think it's an eight-day camp, and it really feels like you build a little community in the kids that go there. And they're not all kids from the island. In fact, a lot of them are off-island people. And yeah, there's just like a lot of exercises and creativity and games and bonding that happens in that camp that makes you feel like you have a sense of community. And at least for me, I got an understanding about how to build it. And I also was really inspired musically by the camp too.
Beautiful. I know you're a fan of the craft of songwriting. Do you have any specific aspects or elements to a song that really inspires you, or you're always really excited when you hear in a song?
Yeah. I think, like, maybe this is a broad thing. I'm not sure if you're looking for specific or broad, but anyways, I think that one of my most favorite things in a song is when it manages to be funny and poignant at the same time.
Awesome. Is there any artists that do that for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think John Prine actually does that quite a lot.
I was going to say
really
that.
Funny lines. Yeah, he's got some really funny, and he is definitely one of my main musical influences. I really love his songwriting. And yeah, I feel like he has a really good balance of just being so poignant, but having these hilarious, like really niche, but also relatable lines that manage to hit you in a really funny way. And yeah, and I think also Dan Reeder is another artist that I've been listening to a lot lately who has that same kind of mixture of funny and poignant, although I think he leans more towards the funny side, whereas John Prine leans a little more towards the poignant side. But yeah, I think that mixture of funny and poignant can be so powerful for people and can get poignant messages across without being cheesy, but still just being, yeah, just hitting really well.
Yeah, there's something about the comedic aspect of John Prine's music that actually somehow makes it more, I think it actually brings out vulnerability in some people. When you laugh, I think it's an expression of vulnerability.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's quite an accepting thing to laugh with someone. So I think there's some sort of positive sum game there where it's actually like the comedic aspect makes it so much more meaningful in a deep way as well. It's
totally,
it's quite beautiful.
Yeah, I think it really ties the art, like in terms of live performances too. I think it really ties the artist and the audience together if the audience is laughing and it's creating this like openness with the audience, because if they're laughing then they're engaged and they're open to hearing what the artist is saying basically. And I think it's a really good way to connect audience and artist.
I'll switch gears a bit here.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, how do you feel about where you were raised and how that affects your music? And how did traveling and living in other places affect your work?
Like I said before, I always felt very supported by the Cortez community, even when I was off the island musically. So I felt like that affected my confidence in the rest of the world, just feeling the support of where I'm from. Yeah, a lot of my songs have been influenced by Cortez in terms of, honestly, the way that I feel it the most is just in terms of the nature on Cortez and me missing my connection to the nature here. So when I was in Edmonton, I definitely felt that the strongest, and I wrote a lot of songs about, yeah, missing the ocean and missing Cortez specific things as well. And it's definitely affected my music hugely.
I find that a lot of artists locally pull a lot of inspiration from the ecology and the land itself, and it's just a common theme I see, because it's so easy to have a deep connection with the land here because it's so beautiful and powerful. So tell us about Love Fest coming up. You've got a set. Do you have a band? What's going on?
So not sure.
Cool.
I have been convincing Eli McKenty to play bass with me, and we haven't practiced yet, so we're not sure, or I'm not sure if that's going to pull together in time, but I'm hoping. So maybe Eli will be playing bass with me, and maybe my partner will be playing guitar and singing with me as well. yeah, we'll see what happens. It's basically just a matter of time. It's so crazy always here in the summer, and everyone's really busy, me included. So it's challenging to find the time to get people together other than just myself to practice.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I'm really excited to play Love Fest. Yay! I've never been to Love Fest before because I've been off island the last many summers. So it'll be my first Love Fest.
Yeah. It was canceled for, I think, both years, 2020 and 2021. But our annual festival is back, and it's just a 1-day fest, but it's always so lovely. And it really does feel like just our community comes together and emerges in such a beautiful way. And yeah, on the beautiful land of Linnea. So get tickets, people.
Where is it? Where is it at Linnea?
Just near the playground.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be a throwback feeling for me.
Exactly. You come back full circle to where you were doing singing on Mondays.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you for speaking with you, Gemma. And I can't wait to see you on August 14th at Love Fest.
Yay. Thanks for having me, Lou.
Love Fest will be from 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Sunday, August 14th at Linnea Farm. Early bird tickets are $25. Tickets will be $30 at the door, and it's $20 for people under 18, and a family ticket is $60. Louis Bocor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.